Hey there, I am Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach, well, otherwise known as the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. And I'm so glad you've tuned into today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not in just demystifying the client getting process, well, otherwise known as sales, but also peering into the eyes or through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And well, quite frankly, those trails probably have included some unexpected roadblocks. And I don't know about you, but I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others. Now, for me, after 22 years of, well, outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to knowing exactly what's needed to create confidence and excitement within prospective clients, and to pinpoint the blind spot that most every entrepreneur has when it comes to sales, even the best of the best. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is the ability to support pregnant families to optimize their health during the childbearing year, and even beyond. So I am extremely excited to introduce to you today our guest, and this is Jay Rowan. Now, Jay is a nationally certified professional midwife and Oregon licensed midwife. Now, she has attended hundreds of births over the last 33 years, guiding families in Southern Oregon through the childbearing year, including parental coaching, or excuse me, prenatal coaching. So even before the baby was born, and wellness checkups, labor and birth, and the first 6 to 8 weeks after birth. Now, midwives are specialists trained in optimizing the health of both parent and baby to help support a healthy pregnancy, birth, and beyond. Now, at Sanctuary Birthing, she provides virtual classes, small group coaching, and one-on-one coaching for pregnancy, birth, home birth, and early parenting. So, Jay, welcome. I am so excited to talk with you today.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, this is a very interesting profession that you have immersed yourself in. I'm so excited to just learn a little bit more about this specialty that you have. And, yeah. You know, you say that you've been attending hundreds of births over the past 33 years. That's pretty impressive. And I'm assuming that you've seen a lot of changes out there.
Changes in birth?
Yeah.
Specifically? Yeah.
Changes in the whole, you know, outlook and the health system and that kind of thing. And just
definitely.
You know, I guess just curiously, 33 years, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to decide to go into this type of business for yourself?
I think that I became pregnant at a young age, at 20, and I chose to have my baby naturally without medication, and also chose to have him at home. And I think that for me, my passion about supporting this as a healthy option for other families, other pregnant parents, like myself, really encouraged me to decide to go into this profession. Mm-hmm. And,
so your own journey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw the benefits of, and I'm assuming that after surviving your own, you know, process and realized what a great benefit it was, it probably prompted you to want to share the same experience.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I really valued the support of the midwives that helped me, and recognized how important it is as a new mother to be able, or a new pregnant parent, to have that opportunity to have someone to ask your questions, to support you in the process, to help improve your health, because a healthy baby and a healthy mother or birthing parent really makes all the difference for a healthy birth.
Oh yeah. It's you know, cutting down on the stress is huge. I can remember, I've got three sons, and thankfully they were all you know, born without any sort of, you know, challenges or whatnot, but it was a very, you know, anxious time to go through. And so, and I didn't have the direct support of somebody that I felt really cared. And what I'm kind of getting the idea is that not only have you walked the path, you know, which puts you in a whole different perspective, but you genuinely care about the, you know, the health and the well-being. It's not just the birth and you're done, because your service continues on. Has your vision for your business, you know, evolved over the years since you first started?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolved from the perspective of how the option of home birth has been viewed. And, you know, currently my business isn't just about home birth, but I think the evolution of understanding that there's a lot of information that most people don't have access to mm-hmm. in standard care. So that as I've been working to help families in my practice, also recognizing that there are a lot of other people out there who don't even know that there's more support available to them. And and so there's been different aspects, childbirth education classes that I've taught to support people, not only in my practice, but also in other home birth practices and hospital families. And now really wanting to get this information out to a bigger community. Mm-hmm. So,
your vision is really, you know, progressing to, instead of one-on-one situations, you're conducting training, you know, classes. Are you, you know, in today's climate, are you doing anything online? Or, you know, being a midwife, one would think that you'd have to be right there with people helping them through, you know, this childbearing year. But have you taken advantage of the, you know, the online world as well?
Yeah, we're definitely working on building that. I mean, we spent the last year really setting a foundation to go online in a bigger way. And, you know, you said that thinking that what most people think about the birth are those moments that someone is with you. To me, prenatal care is what's happening every day in someone's life. Mm. And having the ability to talk to someone about all the different aspects of their life and what they're dealing with, to really integrate and set a good foundation to their pregnancy, a healthy pregnancy. To me, all of that, you don't need to be right next to someone to be able to do that. And I think especially in light of what's going on in the world today with COVID-19, I think being part of the larger birth community, we're all talking about how can we help people to deal with what they're facing right now. And so for us, mm-hmm. we're extending that even beyond just what we had planned to do, to looking at what are the questions that people are facing right now as they look towards their birth and their pregnancy and, you know, what's going to happen with this. So to me, being online is the only place to be right now, because people are, you know, absolutely self-distancing and staying at home and all of that. So it's,
Yeah. And it's interesting, because with that distancing comes a lot more feelings of isolation, and that creates more anxiety. And so to be able to tap into your expertise seems like it would be of tremendous value.
I definitely feel a big desire, and I know my business partner as well, a really big desire to offer as much support as we can right now. Mm-hmm. And looking at how we can do that, because it is true. It's like having all these years of experience and wisdom to be able to answer questions really easily, to have that information so ready, just looking at the right best ways to get it out to people.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you know, your focus has been in guiding families in Southern Oregon. But, you know, with the ability to put a lot of your expertise, you know, through, you know, online programs, then you can impact so many more people and make such a huge difference, because obviously I think there are trends leaning away from, you know, maybe certain parameters and being more into tune with the, what the specific needs are for each individual.
Right. Definitely.
So, well, for, you know, for me, one of my areas of expertise is, you know, helping entrepreneurs get past the fear of selling. And, you know, this can cause a lot of stress to business owners, and it can become a huge barrier to growing a successful business. But what was, say, one of the biggest barriers or challenges that, that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business? And because quite frankly, Jay, I mean, I know from my perspective, I think, you know, of being a midwife as something that's pretty unique, it's not the norm. So I'm guessing that you've had to help people shift their paradigm maybe, but I don't know. Share with me what your roadblocks have been.
Yeah, I think the biggest, one of the biggest roadblocks are that a lot of people don't even know what a midwife does or what their experience is or their background. And honestly, you know, being a midwife that serves families in home birth involves a very high level of training and ongoing continuing education. And so that roadblocked it in a sense of having people not really understand. And I'm not talking necessarily about the people who are seeking out care, because most of, you know, the people who've sought my care are people who already know about home birth and want that.
Right.
But we're always working with the larger community. And so, you know, the ignorance of how midwives practice and the bias, especially in my region, Southern Oregon, there's a pretty strong bias against home birth, even in the medical community. And it can just make it challenging, you know, make it so that you're always kind of hiking uphill to do something.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's a challenge. I mean, for me, I have felt such a deep passion about what I do that it's definitely keeps me going.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Some of those harder moments.
Yeah, so tapping into your own passion helps you to just stay the course. And obviously, you know, you can see the end result of working directly with the family during their childbearing year. And, you know, this happy, healthy family with their newborn gives you a lot of satisfaction. But is there anything else that maybe you've done to overcome the, you know, the roadblock of just feeling like you're, you know, constantly walking uphill when it comes to the perceptions of the medical community and that kind of thing? Is there anything else that you've done to help, you know, persevere and keep going?
Yeah. I mean, it has always helped me to be a part of groups, you know, to participate in different group support. So I really value that a lot. And part of, you know, my professional organization, the local midwives that practice in this region, working with mentors, all of those things have really helped me in difficult moments. And in addition, just my own personal practices, you know, I have a strong meditation practice and breathing. It helps so much for me to pause, you know, take pause moments, because there's, you know, this is a really great time to illustrate that, because there is so much going on. I mean, my life has been really full with online meetings discussing this current health crisis from a birth perspective.
Right.
And I mean, every day I'm on a meeting. Sometimes these meetings are lasting for hours. And then, you know, I get off these meetings feeling like, okay, I have a clear understanding about my next steps as a healthcare provider. And then someone talks to me about like, well, have you been grocery shopping? You know, are you taking care of all these other things that need to happen? Or I got on a list today where midwives are saying, well, are people like saving up gas cans of gas just in case there's a problem so you can get to births? I mean, those moments can feel really overwhelming to me.
Right.
Like, how can one person possibly take care of all of these things? And that's a moment when, for me, like going outside, just taking a moment to just breathe and relax, stop thinking about all of the things and come back to my center. So that's a real resource for me as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great advice, because that feeling of overwhelm or not being prepared or not being enough or whatever those you know, untruths are that can zap our confidence or energy, just, you know, the power of being connected, you know, with the truth is something that is always something that gives you that extra strength during, especially, you know, during this time right now with this COVID-19 saga that's unraveling. So, well, you know, Jay, you're an expert at helping families optimize their childbearing year and helping them reach, you know, great levels of success in home birth. But let's be candid here. How do you feel about the sales process? Because, you know, you have an expertise and you have people that need your expertise, but they might have some questions or concerns or fears, or, you know, they're part of the bigger society that, you know, is feeding them. How do you feel about the sales process within your business? Is this something that is also a bit overwhelming, or are you totally comfortable with that aspect?
Well, I think that translating it into the new online business has been a process, definitely. I mean, I think prior to looking at going online, it didn't feel so much like sales to me. It felt like, you know, someone was coming to me to know me and what my services were and to see if it would be a good fit. And
right.
So
a conversation.
A conversation. And so from that perspective, if someone didn't choose me, it didn't feel like, okay, I failed or I didn't get that sale or I didn't convert so much as it just wasn't the right fit. And so for me, it's in this last year, I've been working a lot with my business partner in looking at how do we translate our knowledge into something that we can share with people online. And the thought of selling that at times has felt overwhelming, but as we've clarified it in the same way that we have a service that we're offering that we can share with someone and see if that's a good fit, it's the same thing. It's
right.
The same thing, it's just in a different environment.
True. Yeah. There is that component that's so critical when people meet with you directly or over the phone, you know, they can hear your voice and you can respond immediately to the questions that are top of mind for them. And so it creates this likability and this trust just simply by talking with you. And that's the component that, like you said, it's still a conversation, but now you're having it more online.
Right.
And so that's where it gets a little tricky, because it still does come down to those exact same components. It's just a matter of how to convey those now in a different medium.
Right.
So now, how do you work with families, you know, pregnant families who want to have a home birth for their child and want to, you know, have success in this whole process and have a healthy, you know, experience? How is it that you work with your clients currently and then in the future?
Yeah. So it's interesting because our focus has not been home birth with the new business. Our focus has been helping families who are choosing hospital birth to create a deeper experience for themselves, to be able to take more, understand their choices, and improve their health options. You know, so many medical practices have very little time. Like they give their pregnant family 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of their time. There's so many questions that don't get answered. And so we wanted to be available to not only answer those kinds of questions, but even to help deepen the whole experience for people. Because we've seen from previous clients we had who had a hospital birth first and then chose to have a home birth, that what they would tell us about the difference between the care we were offering and the education that we were supporting them with was just tremendous. We wanted to be able to offer that same type of support to someone who had a different care provider. So currently with that in mind, we've created three different levels of support. And the first one is a basic class that goes over, it's like a, it's just an online class people do as a self-study course where they can take themselves through. And it goes over the different areas, you know, through our five-step system that helps them to create a solid foundation in their pregnancy that they can build on. Because we really see this as something that it's not a class that you would take like 5 weeks before you have your baby. It's the idea right. would be you would start this process earlier in your pregnancy, certainly, hopefully by the middle of the pregnancy. Although we can start with people later, but the idea is to give yourself plenty of time to work through this process. It takes a while to grow the baby and it's good to give yourself time to work through it. Mm-hmm. And then the other two levels are just small groups working through the same program, but closer with us, be able to coach people directly, and then working with people one-on-one mm-hmm. where they're getting, you know, our focus support with them through that process. Okay. And then yeah. recently, because of the COVID-19 crisis and what's being talked about in the bigger community about the potential for people looking at the possibility of home birth and such, you know, we decided to add that into our, it's in our wheelhouse, as people say. So, mm-hmm. you know, certainly we can offer support and people understanding what that choice is about, what it means and how it works for people. And, you know, if someone is starting to consider that as a possibility.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's right. Very timely. And obviously opens up a lot more of the, you know, potential need out there as the situation does change with regard to even availability for hospital rooms, let alone the safety. And, you know, which brings up an interesting point as you were talking, you know, one of the key things to making the sales conversation easy is that you're talking with ideal prospects, you know, and you're obviously have a very, defined niche, you know, people right. who already, you mentioned this, you talk with people who already have the idea, the desire to have a midwife, and they already are educated about that. And you're, you know, more or less going uphill when you're integrating with the medical community, but your ideal client already knows. And so that's an interesting you know, elements of what makes the sales process easier is being able to identify and connect with your ideal client, you know, your ideal prospective client right out of the gate. Now, if you were to take more of a, you know, an advocacy role and want to be proactive, then it might not be as easy because you're trying to convince people of looking at things differently or trying to shift their paradigm. And, you know, whenever there is resistance, that's what makes sales frustrating. So I think, you know, you really nailed one of the aspects of you know, what makes a sales conversation just an easy conversation is if you're talking with somebody who already has an interest, and then it's just a matter of answering a few questions, learning more about each other, and making sure that it's a, you know, a right fit. It's much more complicated than that, but I wanted to shed light on that one point that you did make. And obviously with the COVID-19, I think there'll be a lot more people interested in talking with you, Jay.
Yeah. Well, I think just to clarify a point about that is that, you know, getting into the online market as a prenatal coach is a newer thing. Mm-hmm. And certainly with the COVID-19, a lot of people have questions and are seeking support. But prior to that, you know, this is a new area. And so although people contacting me and my midwifery practice for home birth are people who already were educated and knew what they wanted, you know, we're still in the process of reaching who might be our ideal client. Mm-hmm. in the online market. So mm-hmm. I wanted to clarify that, you know, it's different from other types of sales from a perspective that your list expires, so to speak. It's mm-hmm. not like this list you can have right. for years and sell this new product. You know, yeah. you're trying to reach people during this finite period of time in their life and help them understand that what you have to offer is something that could be really helpful for them.
Right.
And, you know, we are in that process still of working on that.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a time sensitive window.
It is.
I started a music booking agency that supplied music for weddings. So same kind of thing. The engagement happened and then they got married and it was up to me to make sure that I got in front of them in between there, you know,
right.
Cause that time sensitive factor is critical. So, but obviously there are a lot of avenues that, you can tap into that have access to that, you know, when parents become newly pregnant or not parents, but couples become newly pregnant and start their journey through that prenatal,
right.
Childbearing year. So, well, Jay, it's really been fun listening to you and just getting a better view of not only your business, but just kind of hearing your perspective on how to charge forward in a very unique niche, you know, that's not part of the general, you know, thinking out there. So that's what's been my huge takeaway and inspirational listening to you. So, you know, I'm just, you know, very excited. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that will have their interest piqued. What's the best way that people can reach out to you just to have further conversation and maybe learn about the online program that you're going to be launching here soon?
Yeah. So we have a website, sanctuarybirthing.com. And then we also are on Facebook at Sanctuary Birthing. And as a result of this COVID-19 crisis, we've started a group on Facebook that's just for families who have a lot of questions and are looking for support. So we're going to be offering a lot of free education and support and live Q&As on there to help
families nice.
With that.
So how would they find that group? Is that Sanctuary Birthing?
If they go to our Facebook, our general Facebook Sanctuary Birthing page, there'll be information about how to request to join okay. The more, it's not exactly a private group, but it's, you know, a smaller group for people who yeah. specifically want to be there so they can feel safe to ask their questions and find the support they
excellent.
Need.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
And then we're also on Instagram as well at Sanctuary Birthing.
Okay. So you've got lots of avenues here.
We do.
All right. Terrific. Well, for our, do you have some parting wisdom for us here, Jay, as we, you know, maybe you think about your journey and, you know, 33 years, you've got a huge track record there and you've been doing what you've been doing for so long. But if you think back in terms of some of the roadblocks that you've had to overcome, what's the best advice that you could share with an entrepreneur out there who's maybe a bit frustrated or questioning their decision to even start their own business and possibly doubting their ability to succeed? What's some advice that you can share based on your wealth of experience?
Well, one of the pieces of advice that I really love is to choose work that you love. When you're choosing to do something that you really love, then the passion of your inspiration is there to really fuel you. It's something we already talked about today, but I feel like for me, in the hard moments, finding my inspiration and that I love what I do helps mm-hmm. a lot. And then just staying connected to the support that people have gotten from what you do. I mean, whatever you're choosing to do as a new business, you have some connection to why you've chosen that. For some people, it might be that you're the go-to person. They're always asking you questions about that. And so you know that you've already helped people with what you're interested in doing, and now you're looking for a bigger way to help people with their new business. And so that connection between your passion and how you've already helped people, I think, can really keep you going when you're feeling right. frustrated or vulnerable.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That support team is always... You know, in this day of social isolation, we know now more than ever how much community is a big factor in our feeling of support and success. And and that. So, that's excellent advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, and again, if you want to reach out to Jay, she is at, you can reach her through sanctuarybirthing.com or their Facebook group, off the Sanctuary Birthing Facebook page. And, Jay, it's really been a huge pleasure to talk with you today and better understand your journey from, your own childbirth through being a midwife expert and now taking your information on a, who knows, a global level. So you'll be making a huge impact, already have been. So I really, really enjoyed our conversation and want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Wendy. I've really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, well, it's been my pleasure. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation. This type of sales conversation is really a quick pathway to connecting in a way that has prospective clients truly leaning in, wanting to hear more, and excited about the possibility of working with you. So, all right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jay Rowan. And as always, here's to your success.